You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The classic saying goes, turn around, don't drown. It's catchy and it's made that way for a reason.
If they're driving and they can turn around and go to a safe location, they should do that. We don't want drivers going through any standing water.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of WSDOT Bureau of Highway Maintenance. Well, thankfully, no one died in Wisconsin last year from a flood. In Illinois, three people died in a vehicle in floodwaters and one other person in Iowa. With a total of 145 people across the country just last year losing their lives in floods. And it's not always from rushing rivers overflowing their banks. Flash floods and thunderstorms can do the same.
You know, the reason for that is we don't know how deep it is. We don't know if there's any exposed, wires or anything in the waters.
But what are we supposed to do when the storm hits and we're cruising at 70 miles per hour down the highway?
So they can pull over. Sometimes you can pull under a bridge if there's no standing water there.
Be sure to have those hazard lights on and get as far over as you can to give others space because the visibility is dropped.
Call their local police department to report some of the flooded roads. And in Wisconsin, the county highways maintain state highways, so they can also call the counties to report a flooding situation.
And after you've let law enforcement know that there's an undrivable area,
they might need to close some ramps down so people aren't getting on the highway. If it's a small segment of roadway, we can put up some barricades at logical locations. If we do have a road closure, we will place that on our 511 Wisconsin system,
which is a useful tool that even has cameras so you can see the live road conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Republicans at the state capitol are moving forward with tax bills this week. News director Shelley Pittman reports.
One would expand tax credits for businesses that help build workforce housing or employee child care programs. Right now, companies only qualify if they directly fund those efforts, but under the bill, they'd get credits for helping outside groups develop programs, too. The bill is backed by Habitat for Humanity, the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, and the Realtors Association. A second bill would match state tax credits with federal ones for employer-provided child care. A third would tweak rules for restoring historic buildings. And the Wisconsin Economic Development Association supports those first three, but it hasn't endorsed a fourth bill, which would make tips tax-free under Wisconsin's income taxes. Governor Evers proposed no taxes on tips in his budget proposal earlier this year, but Republicans stripped it out of the budget they passed last month. All four bills will get a hearing this Thursday at the Capitol in the Assembly's Ways and Means Committee. They all have a companion bill in the state Senate.
As more and more municipalities open their roads to ATVs and UTVs, fatalities involving these vehicles continue to rise. Department of Natural Resources Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw briefed the Natural Resources Board last week and says about 69% of crashes occur on public highways and road routes. Holzclaw says there's also 30 times more public road routes than trails. There are now 65,000 miles of public roads and highways across the state that allow ATV and UTV usage. Wisconsin has had 25 ATV-UTV fatalities already this year. There were 40 in all of 2024. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. But frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in 2nd place for the 2nd week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible at some point this afternoon. Our high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.